You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, 2025 is here, and it feels so good to be open about what the new possibilities the year can make for us and all sorts of great things that could happen. Maybe I'll get that mansion, but I know definitely I'm getting that new car. And then I also see that, in addition to the new, it's the same old problem with everything else. Ethos cannot be contained, people think they're right, and once again, it seems like the income is not getting as expansive as every damn thing else in this country. But you know what? Hey, let's go ahead and dive into it because we're on the right show. Welcome to the J-Bad Show here on
K360 Radio!
Oh, yes. Ah, it feels so good to be back, ladies and gentlemen. How are you all doing tonight? This is J-Man, of course, for episode 358 of the J-Man Show. And I gotta say, it feels so good to be here, you know? Just a wild time to be alive, though, everything else. It just needs to be said. Like, God, what was that whole thing that was going down not too long ago? Just seeing people argue on the internet, which will never change and all. And I'll tell you this, like, when they are arguing, I'm wondering, it's like, is anybody making sense? Does anybody remember what the original argument is? And does anybody see a justifiable solution to the problem? And I gotta let you know, the answer to a lot of that shit is no. I think it was because people were arguing about Wicked. You know, as I was getting ready for the show tonight, it seemed like everybody was arguing about Wicked because there's gonna be a second one. And as there is going to be a second one, they were over there saying, like, oh, well, you know, they kiss in it in the book. And it's like, oh, they're gay? I don't like the idea of the witches being gay. This is some bullshit. I hate it. I can't stand it. And the thing about it is, it's like, that's on brand for a lot of these things now, isn't it? Like, you know what I mean? You're not really missing anything. But the sad part about, like, the argument is, there are people that will always be like, oh, it's too serious, you're looking into it too deep. Oh, this is too woke, I don't want to enjoy this film. Or, you know, like, at the end of the day, this isn't for you, this is for the kids. And that doesn't really make it better. You know what I'm saying? Because lots of stuff that get marketed for kids gets a little risque sometimes. But, you know, love is love, and we should accept that stuff blindly. But then again, I remember talking to one of them because I said the comment section is hilarious tonight. Because usually, like, when I'm there, I don't really chime in unless it's, like, something that is on the edge of filmmaking or media literacy and all that jazz. But I was having a good time. I was laughing, watching all this stuff go down because they're going to do whatever they want to do anyway when it comes to the studio production. And apparently you and me, you being the audience, of course, are the only ones that understand that. Whereas, like, this other person comes up and says, this is just so sad what is going on. People are over here. They need to just ignore things. And I was like, well, ignoring, but they won't do it. people have a way of not ignoring things, especially like when it comes to whatever's posted on social media from any of the outlets such as like IndieWire, Coming Soon, Cosmic News, any of those publications out there. And I'm not even diving into like standard news. You see what I'm saying? People have a way of looking at things and then overreacting to it and jumping into the comment section or going onto their own pages and just reacting to things or their own little blogs or even podcasts and stuff. Much like how we're talking now, but we're staying to the facts about it. And as they keep going on and on back and forth, of course the original outlook on this stuff is gone. It's just a bunch of memes and hilarity now. But the guy that was telling me this stuff is like, yeah, we should ignore it. I was like, well, no. I mean, they're allowed to speak what's on their mind, just like you are. It's called a public forum for a reason. That's like the number one rule. And he was like, okay, well, still, if it's something that doesn't contribute at all to their lives, adults should ignore it. And it's like, okay, I see that you're saying that, but they won't. People need to be heard. People love to complain. That's like, if complaining was a language, it would be the universal language for people. I mean, arguing is healthy. Bickering isn't. That's the difference. But you see, like, the guy said, and I told him, and I said that, and the guy said, it's still sad, though. And this is when I realized, like, this person just wants to have the last word. You know? Not contrarian and all that kind of stuff. It's just like, just want to have the last word about things. It might be sad to you, but I wish more and more people, well, for one thing, knew what they were talking about. And when they do argue and they stay strong to that argument, you know, be based about it, if you can. Whereas, like, other people who are trying to persuade and tell you about the different takes of things, you know, they're hoping to get you on that side and hoping to have you be about things, which is why a long time ago, we used to be able to tell the difference and be able to talk about these things. But you can't even have a conversation nowadays without somebody going over the edge, somebody looking to see something to be offended about. And then, of course, they call you every name in the book. And I think a lot of people that I know, because of what will be coming into the office of the presidency soon, you know, a lot of people are scared. A lot of people have been feeling a certain way for a long time. And I always say this, you shouldn't have to feel this way. You know, well, actually, I shouldn't tell you how to feel. If you feel this way, that's one thing. But what really happens and what your feelings are two very different things. And you're going to have to know how to put your feelings on hold a little bit to see how things go into play. You got to see things happen first. And you got to be aware of how, like, where to go with. You know what I mean? Especially if you don't have anything protecting you at that moment. And that's what I say with meaning. But keep in mind, as I say this, I'm going to be talking about some things that you might not like. And the first thing I'm going to talk about when it comes to tonight's whole thing is ethos. You know, like, women have been doing a lot of things as of late, and you know what, to be fair, they've been doing quite a lot since the 90s going in. Hell, even some as early as, like, you know, the first wave of feminism in order to get the vote, you know? And they have been working their way to the top ever since, and quite a lot of successful career executives and wonderful teachers and, you know, pretty much you name it. For every man, there is a female professional. Now, I don't know where all this patriarchy argument and all this other, oh my God, you're a man, blah, 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 and ripping into them and all this yelling and all this xenophobic behavior has come from and stuff like that, or ethnocentrism, whichever you want to call it. It's just like things are so toxic when it comes to basic human relationships nowadays. And I got to say this. That's where a lot of double standards and a lot of arguments and all the things that come in between usually happen. And, you know, you can look at, like, ethos for, like, attractive females coming up playing video games, League of Legends, or any sort of thing that's on the internet and stuff like that. And they're getting views on, you know, across any sort of streaming network. Some are even doing podcasts and all that jazz. And you look at them and you're like, wow, she's beautiful. And I wouldn't mind talking to that, getting to know who that is and stuff. So you decide to do that. You know what I mean? It could be as innocent as can be. But the problem is with the way like bullshit is in the world nowadays, something as innocent like that could be taken out of context. You know what I'm saying? And I mean that because as I build J360 Productions, I try to make connections with a lot of people that I know. And, you know, I made a connection with one, and she was a very nice girl. And then, like, you know, something along the way kind of shifted and fucked everything up. Now, the truth is that, like, I'm not going to get that relationship back. But the idea is that, you know, it was fine until you realize, I think it was, like, either the pressure of both of us being content creators or, like, you know, we just went to do different pathways. Now, what does that apply about all this kind of stuff? At least we had that relationship. But everything else in the mainstream, though, people will dog you for not even trying to talk to people. People will be all up in your grill about you actually wanting to communicate with a female content creator or whatever. Or any of this other stuff. Or, dare I say it, the OnlyFans models and everything. And they think that they're so empowered that they can actually treat you any way they want to, and they have no comeuppance for it. You know what I'm saying? At least, like, when I told you the story about me and that significant other at the time, you know, it was pretty mutual about it. You know, like, I was going my way and she was going her way, and it just didn't work out. And that's okay when things don't work out. And then, like, you know, some other people, if something doesn't work out that one moment, they freak out and fall out about it. They be over there, like, yelling at each other. Or the one dude didn't realize he was in a parasocial connection where she had her own life with her own friends and her real-life boyfriend and stuff like that. And falling all to pieces. You see it all the time. Or the people who give, like, $500 of their earnings or give their life savings to any of these random women. And they feel emboldened and empowered by it because, whereas there's one you that did that shit, there's about tens of thousands of other lonely people giving these ethots money to do these things. Now, I could go ahead and say, like, is it the ethots' fault or is it terrible that they make money? No. Making money is great. Making money is fine. But if we look from the Players Club about things, you make the money, but don't let the money make you. You know? And that being said, some of those girls that are on the internet playing video games, they go beyond cosplay and they go beyond enjoying the video games into semi-pornographic behavior. And then they go into being an OnlyFans model and all that other extra shit that goes into. It's just like, kind of like a Pokemon evolving in a weird way. There's like a whole evolution to that. It's kind of like, say like a dude bro, he evolves into a sad clown, and then evolves into an edgelord. You know what I'm saying? Get revenge on world! She let me on! Her friends lied to me! I was never in the group! Oh, there be hell to pay! Shit like that. You know? And when you see, like, stuff like that go down, you know, I always look at it like this. She was not that attractive, bro. You can meet other people, but, of course, that doesn't sink in. Some of these people are so hell-bent on being noticed by this one person. Like, I think Peyton Oswalt said it best. How come with all this variety, instead of developing charm and everything that all of us have, we always chase the same three people? You know? And looking at ethots, I mean, they're over there building their brands. They're over there doing all that stuff. They're over there traveling the world and everything. Not without somebody else footing the bill, which is usually those poor guys in the chat that are all like, yeah, notice me, notice me. Oh, Amaranth, I love you. I want to be with you. And then you look at him, you're like, buddy, she's not going to bed with you. Like, you might want to chill. Like, dial it back. You're like number such and such on her list. She's never going to see that. And it's really, really sad the way that is because, like, loneliness is a problem. Loneliness is an epidemic that will not get TV time. It might get an occasional ABC report, but it's never really talked about, and it's not talked about fondly. You know, like, people actually trying to help with that. And don't you worry, we'll get to the center point of this topic. But it gets worse when you realize the OnlyFans stuff. Like, you look at it and you're seeing that they make decent money with this. At least they did at one time. Nowadays, it's oversaturated as fuck. And you see, like, some of them were teachers, some of them were nurses, some of them were any variety of the, of the jobs that I named earlier and stuff like that. But those jobs don't pay well, so they decided to do this, you know, drop the draws, show the tits out, and all that kind of stuff. And it gets interesting for a little bit. But then after a while, you realize how sad it is. Especially when, like, they're on that slippery slope, and it's not bikini pictures and teases and, you know, that kind of flirtation anymore. Then it just becomes fucking perversion and grossness. And then, like, some of them that like the game too much that they're never, ever going to give that up. You know what I mean? Because they're always trying to beat that percentile that's on there. Like, I remember, like, looking at OnlyFans, and the top 6% creator across the board and all that stuff, they always are trying to beat that. And when you think about it, it's a lie, because how many women or men signed up for this website, and that was always like the going rate. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like McDonald's back in the day with billions served, and they always changed the number up there. So nowadays they don't, because, well, it's McDonald's. I mean, what are you going to do? But what I'm saying is, serving number one, serving number blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know, that rating is always going to go somewhere. It's always going to be ascribed to somebody different, maybe somebody younger or whatever. But what it is, it's a lie. It's very hollow. There's nothing good about it, you know? And I could go all day talking about OnlyFans, Fansly, and all these outlets. But the problem is because they're so oversaturated, these women are going out above and beyond, going to, like, places where the kids are, you know what I mean? Like Twitch. Twitch is usually a demographic for, like, you know, tweens and teens and stuff. And indeed, a teenage boy is going to be very enthralled by all of the stuff that a certain ethot is doing and everything. Not to mention, like, what was that one that got everybody outraged? Allegedly, she was topless, but she wasn't. But it was the idea of what it was. And then you start seeing, like, more and more of them are going over there, dropping clips and stuff to lead them to OnlyFans and everything. Because knowing that, well, what was that one that said, like, she knows how the male mind works? She knows how the average stereotypical male mind works. But she doesn't know how a man's mind works, you know? More on that later. But the idea is that, like, you're pulling them in, and you're pulling in a fan base and a demographic that really doesn't have responsibilities on their own stuff yet. You know what I mean? Like, some of them would take, like, some of their parents' money or a parental figure's money or some of their own money and throw it over there and stuff without somebody telling them, hey, you should save your money up. You should not be throwing it away to this person in hopes of getting them to notice you. You do not want to live a life like that. There's nothing there for you. And sometimes that's the best way to beat an ethot. Bleed them dry. Say no with your wallet and stuff like that. Or, you know what? Go find you a real girlfriend. Go find you somebody that will appreciate you. And, you know, dating can be hit or miss nowadays, especially if you're using apps and all. But what I'm saying is this. You always have a choice about things. And you see, like, when it comes to ethots, and the biggest ones out here are the ones that are really doing that female predatory bullshit. Such as, like, what's her name? Bonnie Blue? Like, she's over there trying to ensnare and entrap young men. You know, young men that are at least, like, what she said, barely legal to 18. She's trying to get with them and score with as many of them as possible. And she's an attractive female, mind you. And she's got that cute little British accent. Or, no, yeah, I think she's the one with the British accent. There's another one with a British accent. We're going to get into deal with her in a little bit. But she was over there, like, saying all this stuff. And then she was trying to, you know, give, like, special congratulations to those that have graduated high school. And then those that have graduated you know, that are going into university and all that stuff. And then she even said, that's every boy's dream Yeah, but you see, the thing about every boy's dream, or every female's dream if it's an attractive male doing this shit, it's dreams. It's a dream. That's why it is what it is. And some dreams are not meant to be real. Some dreams you don't want to be real. You know what I mean? Because these are kids that whose minds are not fully developed yet. You know what I'm saying? So as you're going about this stuff and you're giving them a whole new addiction, all of a sudden, like, they're addicted to porn, they're addicted to all this kind of stuff because of the gateway that led them to this stuff. And you see, she has no damn ramifications of what she's doing. You can look at her and you can look at Lily Phillips, who is the other one that wants to score or did score with 100 men in one day, which was very perverted, very stupid, and health risky. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are people out here that are not clean. She didn't even vet for that. And the ones that did sign up to be a part of that whole thing, some did leave, but they started looking for ringers and people in that neighborhood to go ahead and try to complete that goal. And Lily Phillips is an attractive female, but at the end of the day, she just loves dick so much that she has no concept of thinking like the repercussions about this stuff. Which, by the way, she got banned from Airbnb, and she managed to catch three venereal diseases because of her little stunt. I think she has chlamydia, she has the clap, and she also has syphilis. Was it worth it? You know what I'm saying? Like, was it really worth it, you know? And then not to mention 100 guys. So, 5 minutes for each one, and then allegedly you had to hold your phone in order to film yourself and her. But it's so stupid. And there's no real reason for this other than to have bragging rights. What kind of bragging rights are these? The bitch is hollow at that point. And I'm not trying to make like some sort of joke on like, you know, how open-ended she is down there. But the point is that it doesn't make any sense. And could you imagine being the guy sitting there with other dudes in a room just to get with one broad? And you hope that the number that you get is like the earliest one and stuff. See, there's so many cons to this pro, it doesn't make any damn sense. Now, you could go ahead and say, like, well, it's the men's fault for signing up, Jay. Yeah, whatever. That's bullshit. It takes two to tango, and the one that proprietored this whole damn thing, propositioned this whole thing, a.k.a. Lily Phillips, is responsible for all this nonsense. You know what I mean? And it's bad enough to be using men like this as an example, much like me, if I ever ran something like that, using women as an example to host a lottery like this. That is sad. You know? It's just like that Chuck Palooka. Well, I don't call him Palooka. Yeah, I do. Yeah, actually, I do. I know that's not his real last name, but it's just like the man who created Fight Club. He created a book like that called Snuff. And once again, that was an interesting book, but it doesn't need to be real. And even for, like, if you're seeking adult entertainment like that, if you seek fun, seek it alone. Like, I don't need to have this as a group thing and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But this wasn't about any sort of real connection. This was about bragging and clout. And the sad part about clout is, it's like, it goes away. You know what I mean? It doesn't last forever. And even if you had, like, some sort of reputation out of it, you'll start to feel the regrets of the shit because you didn't get anything out of it. You know? Like, sex is great. Sex is awesome. But, you know, you gotta be careful about it. You know, like, you do have to make sure you're safe. You have to make sure, like, you know, you wrap it up tight. Because certain people, like I said, are not clean. Certain people don't have morals. Certain people don't tell you they already in a relationship or they already married and all that stuff. There's a whole lot of risk in dealing with people, let alone having sex with them. You know? And then half the damn time, because some of these women think that they look so damn good, they don't think there's no ramifications and repercussions for the shit that they do. Especially the ones that know they're attractive. And the same thing can be said about men, too. There's a lot of terrible friggin' men out here. you know? And I'm not talking about the derogatory ones or the degenerate ones that allow this. Yeah, they're a problem, but I'm talking about the narcissistic ones. You know? That narcissism is amazing. And it's equal opportunity like a lot of things. Like, you know, like at the end of the day, aiming for like the younger crowd, that's also grooming, by the way. And then not to mention, like, well, you know, they're 18, they're considered adults now. Yeah, they are, but still, you went for barely legal too, bitch. You're not out of this. You understand what I'm saying? You're disgusting. And we need to bring that back. We need to actually look at them and say, fuck no, get out of here. Now, as I say this stuff, and some of y'all will probably be like, well, you know, you made past episodes talking about attractive females and how you would like to get with them, and yada, yada. Yeah, but you got to realize this. When I started this show and everything, I was already a full-grown man, and not to mention I'm looking for full-grown women. I don't groom anything. You understand what I'm saying? The closest thing to grooming would it be to take care of a dog, or maybe to clean the hell out of my car or whatever. That would be about it. Or to clean up my house and all that stuff. That would be the only grooming I do. I don't ever look at, like, barely legals or any of that stuff. Which is funny, by the way, because get this. Imagine if Bonnie Blue was a man. Would you even allow this shit? The answer is fuck no, you wouldn't. If you had somebody that was a man doing any of this crap that an ethot would do, you would tell them straight up about themselves, or you would punch the living shit out of them. That's the double standard about that. It's kind of like that episode from South Park where Ike had an affair with the teacher and Ike's like a 2-year-old baby. Like, it just goes to show, are we normalizing this shit now? You know what I'm saying? Let's not normalize it. Let's just go ahead and say, like, that shit is wrong. You know? Male or female, preying on kids is wrong. You understand what I'm saying? And the fact that somebody is doing that for ethot clout or OnlyFans clout, that's just disgusting to me. You know? Especially when the bitch is pushing, she's pushing 38. I look right at her, see? When you're in your 30s and stuff, you really start, like I say, you look at the lines, you look at the way people are connected and how they function and stuff. And it doesn't help that I'm an artist, but you know, like when I look at people, I see exactly how they, you know, how they communicate and, you know, body language and all that stuff. She's pretty much 38 just going around here trying to hawk down and go after all these barely legal and 18-year-old men. And I was like, damn, bitch, you couldn't meet somebody your own age to go ahead and give you a couple of whacks?
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Like, when you really think about it, it's like, ugh. To the point where it's like the Adam Sandler movie, That's My Boy. We gotta stop this shit, you know? There are better things to do with it. And then, like I said, when it's a fantasy, like, at best, like, when you look at, like, your ethot or you look at that online crush you might have, look at her for what she is as just entertainment. And then, after a while, you'll get tired of it. It's just like with me and ASMR videos and stuff. You get tired of it. You don't really look at this stuff anymore and, you know, you walk away and, you know, you say thank you for your time. Because at the end of the day, you're not a client to that. You just got to know when to look at stuff around here on anything anymore. And you got to say, like, okay, not dealing with this. Nope. Not for me. And you can say no to these things. Like when I mentioned earlier about, like, ignoring things, maybe the guy had a point about ignoring certain things. Like, such as, like, when ethots will be trying to send you things saying that you could have more intimate talks with them. You can see a lot more different things. I remember getting all sorts of invitations for Girls' OnlyFans back then. And the truth is thank God I didn't I didn't dive into it. I dived into one. But thank God I didn't dive into, like, as many of the other ones. Because you know what? You get nothing out of it. It is the most parasocial relationship you'll ever see. And then at the end of the day, it's like, it gets boring by the time you see her in like a different color set of panties. Yep. Or like, you know, the sagging of the ass and everything. Yeah, I remember that shit. I wonder how she's doing. Nah, I'm just kidding. I could care less. But it's like this. Sex work is real work. Remember that? Remember like when everyone was trying to normalize that stuff? Hey, considering all the wild requests that people have out here and all of the derogatory stuff that some of those women turn themselves into toys for the degenerates, you get no pity from me. You could have found another way to do this. You could have had a second job somewhere. You could have... There's always another way to do things. You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like when people always say the end is nigh and all this. And I just like those fucking... The people that have doomsday buttons and all that kind of stuff, the ones that are always saying that this is over and all this other stuff, yeah, I just like them a lot more than ethots. I really do. Because the thing about it is, it's like, who the hell are you to say what the hell is over or not? You know what I mean? You weren't chosen to bring any of this stuff up. You denominated yourself to go ahead and do that nonsense. And you ran around here trying to keep people miserable because that's the way to ever even have a group. And you don't want to be in no group with a bunch of miserable fucking people. I mean, like, things look bleak, but we could always make them better if we learn from them and we try to change from all this stuff. It's kind of like, you know what? Success as a content creator sometimes is not always the high views and the subscriptions and the listens and all that kind of stuff. That's part of it. But the thing about it is who you resonate with, the community that surrounds you. The J360 Legion is just as important as the J360 Productions is. Do you see what I'm saying? I love the J360 Legion, you know? And if any of y'all are proud to be a part of it and everything, that is something that, that's how I know I'm doing something right. You see? And then not to mention, I'm never not going to be appreciative, and I'm never not going to stop making content. You know? Because I have a good time doing it. And you'll know the ones that don't have a good time doing it. Because they'll start doing that crap like them ethots do. You know? Or it's more slop, or it's more this and that and stuff. And I would tell anybody, any woman out there, you can do a lot more instead of dropping your draws and stuff. You know? Oh, which, by the way, did you guys... I don't know if any of y'all saw the documentary that surrounded Lily Phillips' whole 100 Men in One Night escapade. Hell, I'm going to assume we all did. Did you see the part where she cried? Did you see the part where she got dissociative and cried? I'm not playing a violin for that. She knew exactly what the hell she was doing when she started that whole thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just like if Bonnie Blue sees jail time, which she never will, but she ought to. I will never give them sympathy. Because once again, it's not like she was trying to escape from anything or whatever. You chose to do this shit. And what's really disgusting about it is, one was pretty much a female predator, and the other one, well, you know, it's the same way back, it's the back burner to you, because you didn't give a damn about any of them 100 men's that went up inside of you, and not to mention, like, they damn sure didn't give about a damn about you after the job was done. You know? Hey, could you imagine, right? Imagine being the 100th person on Lily Phillips. Like she's all laid out or looking all fucked up, eye all lazy and stuff, kinda has to utilize like liquids to even be hydrated and all this stuff, especially down there because it's husk at that point. That's some gross shit. And you are number 100, and you know what? The only thing you probably will want to do is get the fuck out. And I'm not saying that as, like, you know, irony. I'm just saying you want to run. It looked just like a damn horror film at that point. Yeah, because, or even one of the lost numbers. Because here's the thing. As she's going about that, like, say the action is taking place, she'll remember the first one. And she'll remember number 25. Because she's a quarter in at that point. Then she'll remember number 50 because she's halfway there. And then 75 because, you know, three-fourths of the way. And then you coming in as 100, seeing her all sorts of fucked up because you last. And then keep in mind, there's numbers in between those brackets there who will never, ever, ever be remembered. See how sad that is? And then not to mention, like, we don't know exactly which one of those numbers gave her the VD. The risk is too great, baby. The risk is too great. And I gotta say this, because as she did that nonsense, and she's about to go for 1,000 in February, I gotta say this. Don't any of you men out here, even though some of y'all gonna do what you're gonna do, sign up for that shit. Come to get yourself together and realize this like I did. Would you do this kind of stuff? Knowing that this is a lottery, random numbers? Hell no. The time it takes dealing with Lily Phillips, E-Thoughts, or anybody on OnlyFans or whatever, you could actually take the time to go fix yourself up, get in shape, or go and meet somebody at like a nice community club or out there volunteering or whatever you'd like to do. There's always a better way to do things. And that person could be your person, but you know, at least then you ain't over there like everybody else glued to a screen and wondering, hey, are those titties real or not? You see what I'm saying? There's always a better way, a different way. Now, if anybody's going to ask me about, do I utilize any red pill ideology? Don't ever use any of the fucking five pill thing that these idiots on the internet told you about. That whole thing is bullshit. Alpha, beta, motherfucker, eat shit and die. I don't care about none of it. I'm just being perfectly honest with y'all. It's like, it never helps anybody. I never used it and I did pretty well, you know? So can you. You just need confidence and faith in yourself, and dare I say it, but, you know, be good to yourself first, and then you could probably get a decent girlfriend. But, man, I'll tell you, it's just really, really sad how, like, this society is, and it's falling inwards, but as long as I'm going to do the J-Man show, I'll always be there to let you know there's a better way, and I will give you solutions. And I'll tell you this, do not whine or cry over any. We can end with this. Don't cry. Don't be upset. Do not be stalking. Do not be doing any of this stuff for any of these women out here. They outright, let's just say this. This population in this country alone is well over 5.8 billion, right? You got to realize that a certain percentage of that is women. Okay? A certain percentage of that is women, and there's more women than there is men. You can meet quite a lot of people. There's a whole buffet out there just waiting for you. You know? Are they in your neighborhood? I don't know. But you can get out of your house and go look for me. And then while that's going on, I'm sure that we'll know about it because I won't see you again. Because you'll be too busy out there dealing with them. And the same thing for me myself. Even though I still got to do the J-Man show every Wednesday or Thursday. But then again, you realize why the show would be delayed, right? But I just gotta let you know, like, it is not this bad. Things can change all the time. And if you feel lonely, well, be honest and journal. Write a journal for yourself and talk about why you feel lonely. You know? There's always a way. But I'm sure, though, there's some of y'all that unfortunately will not work on self-improvement. You'll stay where it's safe, and I don't know why you would consider, like, OnlyFans and all that stuff safe, because God knows your wallet's not feeling good about it. But you do you. Okay? Anyway, I know this episode was a little late and all that jazz, but don't you worry, we'll be back on the regular schedule next week as we usually are, because, you know, it's Jams Week next week, and we got the Mini Bites, we got the J-Man Show coming back to Wednesdays, and then Thursday you may see something interesting, so stay tuned for that, and that'll be on youtube.com/J360Productions, and then, yeah, Jams 105 happening on that Friday night. And like I said, it's going to be a pretty nice roster for us to ride through this week. But yeah, we're going to have a great time, guys. And if, as always, it's great to do this show with you all. Stay tuned for more to come. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.